Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Well, welcome everybody. Welcome to Vibrant Living. I'm Glenn Brooks along with Kai Cole. And I do want to wish Kai a precious happy birthday. Happy birthday, Kai.
I'm here.
Happy birthday to you. May your life be blessed and come true.
Thank you.
It's kind of an amazing thing if you think about it. We have this day that celebrates our birth, and then these things happen, and we see more. And how are you on your birthday? What's I just wanted to check in with you. What's been happening for you on this wonderful day?
I'm gonna use one of your words here. I am beaming and bubbling. Just really excited. We had a conversation yesterday about how today is also the new moon. So what a perfect opportunity to set some very, very clear intentions for the time to come. So I'm working on a ritual here to do that.
Wonderful. I'm so Kai. I'm very enthused that you just came back. I've been being up in Stowe, Vermont. Met some wonderful people, including Mary from the Hobble Inn. She was with us. Her vision is to give away these wonderful vacations to veterans. We'll be having it back on. Today, I want to introduce everyone to Elise Polly. She's an award-winning realtor. She's a connector. Part of her vision is to help people connect. She's not an official matchmaker, but she likes to find the goodness in people and connect it with other people's goodness. So she's kind of one of these people that helps generate bigger equations of prosperity and connection and collaboration. She's also a very transparent person. And I realized that when we wanted to bring the Vibrant Living Summit, our one-of-a-kind event that includes vibrant longevity and vibrant matchmaking and vibrant medicine, and of course in the Integrity and Real Food Award, I needed someone just like Elise to connect, and because I want to live part-time in Vermont, and I also had this vision of having what I call the Vibrant House. And the Vibrant House comes about as a result of studying people who take regular sabbaticals, retreats, and people that really treasure and build in a third space in their life. A third space is different than work or home. And it was so funny. First of all, I want to wholeheartedly welcome you for this series, and I'm so enthused to learn from you and discover with you. And it was so perfect, Elise, that you first thing you said to me was that by your standard and many people's standard, after being in real estate, I think around 4 years, you were an award-winning realtor. You had closed so many houses. And yet at the same time, you were losing what was precious in your life but didn't know it. And it struck me, you were so upfront with me. Share with people. Welcome. I want to welcome you to Kai and the audience and say that when I first spoke to you, I had such a good sense of you. And when you share this other part, I realized it was an opportunity for our brain and our soul to see from your experience. You know, the gift is that when someone's transparent like you, it gives us an opportunity to see and not fall into the same, unawareness. So thank you for being so transparent. And I'm so inspired to do this series on infinite collaboration with you. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. Right. So would you like me to just to share a little bit about what we had discussed prior about my
experiences? Yeah. I thought that was, yeah, because it really moved me. I know it's going to move the people listening. Yes.
Okay. So as I had shared earlier, you know, I got into real estate about 6 years ago and really had all intentions of doing it part-time. You know, my goal was really to stay focused on my family and to have work as that other piece of my life, not my entire life. And the more that I became entrenched in it, the more that I was having success and, you know, having great sales, earning a lot of money, getting lots of awards, but I also lost track of myself along the way. I just developed some really poor habits. I was working so much. I wasn't working out. I wasn't eating well. I was gaining weight. And I certainly was not focused on my husband and on my daughters. And I think a lot of us can fall in those poor habits, whether, you know, it's the lack of exercise or the eating or the work or whatever it might be. And it's really easy to lose sight of where you are along that path. So I guess about a year and a half to 2 years ago, I met a gentleman, and he happens to be one of the top recruiters in real estate for KW in the country, and had a pretty open talk with him about my sales production, and was in all truth expecting for him to pat me on the back and give me the double thumbs up. And he did not pat me on the back, and instead he said quite the opposite, that I had a huge problem, that I had developed really poor habits and that I was going to lose my family if I didn't refocus on them and not have work consume me. And so that's what the journey that I've been on for the last 2 years is setting really good habits and setting an example for my daughters that my phone is not attached to me. My children do not have iPads or Kindles, or really they don't own any screens of any sort.
Mm-hmm.
And to be in control of my life, to say I can have a great business, but I can also have great family time. So that's where I'm at today. It's always a work in progress.
Wow, there's so much wisdom. I just love how you said, and you were so honest about it, that you thought he would congratulate you because you were, you know, a super achiever. And so many people equate, you know, success with achievement. You're a super achiever, you're breaking records, you're getting awards. And so I loved in the conversation that I loved your receptivity, and I loved that he gave this to you. Did it stun you when he said that to you? What was it like when he said it to you? What was your emotional and your response to it?
I think that anything can be addictive, and, you know, drugs can be addictive, alcohol can be addictive, success can be addictive. And I was really addicted to that success, to being number one. And I had this huge fear that if I fell off that number one platform, that I would plummet to worst, that I would somehow just become the worst at it. And for me, there was no in between. It was either number one or why bother doing it? And so when he gave me that very honest review of my life, it made me cry. We were in a restaurant and I started crying, and it was just the truth in it. You know, when someone speaks truth to you,
yes.
It's hard to ignore it. And I made a joke. I wanted to make light of it. And I said, well,
yes.
You know, at least I'm not addicted to, you know, drinking or something, you know, that could harm my body. And he said, oh, but Elise, this is just as bad for you, and you don't see it. And he said, every time in your schedule, when you're blocking out appointments, and you block out an appointment over your family, I want you to write the word flask, because it's like your flask of alcohol. It that is your addiction, and you need to be aware of it. And that stuck with me.
Yes, a stickable thing. What's your take, Kai? What is impacting you?
That is a very profound connection between the two, and absolutely so aligned. What a great way to, you know, really bring that into awareness. And yeah, it happens so often. I'm definitely gonna adopt that practice. Thank you so much for that.
You know, I love what you're talking about, because there was a guy named Ogmandino, a very famous best-selling author, and I remember they had him on this program. He contacted me. He moved to New Hampshire at one point, and he contacted me. I never got to speak to him, but I was so moved that he reached to me. He's one of my heroes, and he was on this show at night, and someone said, you know, what do you do to like double your income? And they said, well, do you go out and make another sales call? And he said, no, you go home to dinner with your mate. And I realized it was like, it really struck me, because I realized what had happened was so many people, I think, had this notion that of toxic success was becoming this very driven thing. And the digital reality was really taking over people's lives. And so I began to realize that people are much better at 80% than 100%. So I started to work with clients on the idea of actually working less, but being more productive and doing stuff with more meaning. And what I found was is the clients would say things like, gee, you know, what I really want to do is this. I just got so obsessed with this other thing, like this dentist. He wanted to write a book called The Wisdom Tooth. And then he said to me at a certain point, he goes, you know, I don't really want to write the book. I want to walk on the beach and be a health coach in Mexico. So what I found was is that I find that it's an unusual, beautiful thing that your brain and your being kind of took that and implemented it. You know what I mean? Like, it initially might have shocked you, but the fact that you brought it into your life is just to me, I think that's pretty wondrous. That's pretty unusual. So what I know you talked about the biting the flesh down and noticing, is there anything that 2 years later, how would you say your experience of genuine success has changed? What's happening now?
Well, I was on the number one team in the state of Vermont, and I took the scary leap to leave that team and start my own business. And again, with the full intent that I do not need to work this job 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, for it to be my success, to be my version of success. And when I left that team, I even heard of people saying, well, we're going to watch her numbers. We're going to see how much she has in sales on her own. And I thought, well, how small-minded that your only version of success is for me to sell X number of houses.
Yeah.
Maybe my version of success is going home at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe my version of success is being at my child's swim lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, you know, take steps to be mindful of setting new habits. So you asked, what have I done differently? And, you know, we have a hard and firm rule in my house that even if I'm negotiating a contract,
yes,
if a client calls, I do not answer my phone after 6 p.m. And that's a hard and fast rule. And even though in real estate, it's certainly 7 days a week, you know, there's open houses every Sunday. People want to see homes on the weekends because that's when they're available. I take Sundays off. I take every Sunday off to be with my family. And then the other thing I'm finding is really it's about training everyone else, getting all the other people in this world to realize that there are other things that they can be focused on at 8, 9, 10 p.m. at night. You know, and I don't think it's a generational thing. I think a lot of people say, oh, it's the younger generation.
Yes.
No, people call me at 10 p.m. on Friday night asking to see a house. And
wow.
And I think it's more of a being aware of what are your priorities? Is that really necessary? Is that an emergency to call me at 10 p.m. on a Friday night? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But how can I take that scenario and maybe coach them and tell them, you know, I will address your needs, but really, let's think about this. Is that an emergency?
We're talking to Elise Polly. She's an award-winning, someone who's really innovative and had a lot of breakthroughs, but the biggest breakthrough, I think, is this big life awareness. You know, one of the things that impacted me for a number of years and still does is the subject of time. Because I recall when the fax machines came in, I started reading books about time. And one of the things that people said to me was that when faxing came in, it disrupted the rhythm a lot. Like it used to be there was this response. And one of the interesting things along with time is a lot more people started to hyperventilate because our breathing regularly, you know, our breathing is a tremendous sense of regulation and awareness and changes our physiology and our sense of ease. And somehow I think what happens is we get addicted a little bit to the sense of computer time or this linear kind of driven time. So when I hear part of what you're saying is you're returning to this rhythmic way of living where you're able to attend to and have a bigger open awareness of things around you, which is beautiful. I was talking to Elise about the conference we're going to speak at in Boston about the brain and cognition and movement. And we were just having a conversation about how, I was saying to Elise that people don't really grow old. It's not like people actually look like they're tilted over in their age. That's not it. What it is they start to build into their body an emergency response, a shock response, so it pulls their body forward or it jolts them back. And then we think it's age, but it's not. It's that we get jolted and we get stunned by time. We get over, you know, we get the sense of pressurizing. So very beautiful. We'll continue with Vibrant Living in a moment. It's Kai's precious birthday. Stay with us. We'll continue in a moment.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. Your life is precious. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network along with Kai Cole. Elise Polly's with us. She's an award-winning realtor who had a kind of a big discovery about slowing down and embracing her family and life in out of a different rhythm. Very powerful thing. Infinite Collaboration is a series that we do. We have people like Maureen Carey out of Rhode Island, who owns Natural Awakenings magazine. And the idea is that if someone covers our back and we cover theirs and we focus together on a bigger vision, that infinite collaboration is beyond exchanging beyond trading, beyond barter, and adds to a different, a bigger sense of peace of mind and prosperity together. About a year ago, I wrote up something called The Vibrant House. The Vibrant House was based on my research on people that took sabbaticals, retreats. They really made it a point to do also digital fast. I also was curious about people that were actually taking digital breaks, such as the owner of Tyson or the CEO of Tyson, and how this impacted their lives and their quality of life. And it was pretty revealing. They had a lot of profound changes in life for the better. The latest research, by the way, is in a book called The Village Effect. When I wrote up the Vibrant House, it was speaking to people that wanted to take a year off and write a book. They wanted to change not just their career, but the meaningfulness in their lives. They wanted to do it in a house by a mountain, by a brook. And they really wanted to experience the life they were kind of putting off to some distant time. So, Kai, I felt that Elise would find this house with me on the side of a mountain in Stowe, because when I realized I wanted to bring the Vibrant Living Summit and expand our Vibrant Living family to Vermont, I realized I wanted to be in Vermont more. So I wanted to say, so when I heard Elise's voice and I realized what she was doing, I thought, yeah, she is a good co-vision person. And one of the things about infinite collaboration and through the years, I've always found there's been someone that has made a profound difference on a project, a vision, and a dream. So, Elise, I want to say that you're that person. I feel like somehow the more you speak, the more I realize I could see you being a significant connector, because you are already, to the Vibrant House and also for our Vibrant Living Summit, because I think more people, by the way, would like to live like you and have that discovery. And I think it's really tough because there's so much – I think the society is mostly addicted to adrenaline. And that's our fundamental addiction. And I admire that you were able to kind of recalibrate your system. That's a pretty extraordinary thing. So the Vibrant House is something where I put it out there. I put it out in different marketplaces, and the response that I got from the stock marketplace was very strong. And I said to people, please don't text me. Please don't email me. Let's have a conversation. Let's really see if this is something that really speaks to you. And I had a lot of people call that really were reconsidering how they were living, the quality of their lives. And they really wanted to build in movement to their lives. They wanted to visit a mountain every day. They wanted to be with others that had a vision for a book or a talk or a seminar. Some people wanted to discover their marriage in a whole new way. Some people wanted to get closer with others but felt their habitual habits. So I guess the Vibrant House opened up a conversation, and also the reality or the connection to the reality of being with others who had this other focus in life. That's the story of the Vibrant House, and that's kind of like when I saw you in that beautiful newspaper in Vermont, I thought, you know, I think Elise would be a good Vibrant House person, a good connector in general. What's your take on the – when I describe the Vibrant House, Kai, and I'm describing it to Elise, I'm just curious, so what does it ring up for you? Because I've been reading more and more about people that are taking sabbaticals and also taking retreats together unconditionally before there's an emergency. And I realize it seems to be another whole – kind of like Elise is saying, that they develop another whole quality of life and a different relationship to time.
I agree. And also I feel that touches upon the concepts of really getting in touch with your true essence. Because a lot of times we can receive inspiration and not even notice it because we're so busy with all of our daily tasks and, like Elise was saying, our daily addictions. But when we get to be either in solitude or, you know, together with a group in pure intention and really focus upon a singular purpose, that's when, you know, that energy of inspiration is allowed to come through amidst all of the other mental clutter that we allow to, you know, to come up just strictly out of habit. So I think that's a wonderful, wonderful idea. Also, with the Vibrant House, we'd be setting the container energetically, you know, for people. Mm-hmm. So there's a sense of, like you were saying, infinite collaboration without even having to be present.
Yeah.
Very magical,
yeah.
Glenn.
So we're going to put a section on the website, our website, Vibrant Living Network, Vibrant Living Network, and we'll have the honor, Lisa, of having you on there and having you on again, and I'll be going coming up to Stowe. And why don't you leave the audience with the gem? Is there something you want to leave the audience with? And you, please give out your website. And is there anything you want to leave the audience today that you has been a gem of wisdom for you in some way that you – you've already shared a lot of gems. Anything you want to leave with the audience today until your wonderful next return?
Oh, wow. That's a big question.
I know. I should have asked you a medium question. Turned out to be a big one. Sorry.
No. I appreciate the opportunity to share. I think everyone's truths are different, but what Kai said is just rings so true to me that
yeah.
we just get cluttered up with the day-to-day. And to really self-reflect and look at ourselves with a hard eye, what are my daily habits? How am I spending each hour of my day, each minute of my day? I try to be so fully aware of every minute because I don't want to waste a single one. And hence why I'm so focused on every minute with my girls, because those girls are going to become young women and they're going to grow up and they're going to move out. And so I want to enjoy every minute that I can with them now. So that would be my last thought.
Okay. Beautiful. And you have a website you want to give out? You want to leave for people as well, at least?
Sure. It's polyproperties.com. So P as in Paul, O-L-L-I, properties.com.
Thank you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in person. And thanks for being on our infinite collaboration team. I'm here on the Vibrant Living Network. Elise, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're really welcome. Well, Kai, I want to say that as we prepare for this conference at Harvard and I speak to people, so many people say to me, they don't know how to change their brain, or the idea is an example of changing your brain changes your body is inspiring. And also people say, God, the brain that I got married in is not the brain that I would get remarried in. We have Dr. Teshner with us who assists people in changing and clearing things in their neurological system so they don't keep repeating the mistakes that cause them pain and suffering. I know that you and me are going to be with Dr. Teshner over at Kapalo in August. And I was just thinking about the weekend and what Dr. Teshner does. I want to welcome you. Dr. Teshner, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm happy you're there. So happy. I just want to say I was thinking again about the implications, and I want to keep it simple, but I realize the implications are so big. Because I realize a lot of people feel like once their brain, you know, the brain is a certain way, that's it, or their neurological system is a certain way. And I think the culture kind of thinks, well, if you're damaged, you're damaged. If you do this sort of thing in relationship, you do it again. Right? There's a lot of beliefs that the belief is that if you are a certain way, you'll continue being a certain way. And therefore, your relationships will be a certain way. And you say, not only do you say no, you give people a practical method and a way to test their body. Welcome, and I'm happy you're here.
Thank you. So to answer what you just said is that the reason most people believe what they believe, which is people never change, is because unless you have the proper tool, that is absolutely correct. And these tools, unfortunately, are not known by most people. And that is why I'm passionate about sharing that with people. And that's why I'm on this radio show, hoping to spread the word to more people than I can in my own little circle.
Yeah.
And basically that there is hope. And in the workshops that I teach, I actually teach people functional neurology muscle testing using semantic testing, which means you say a sentence, like a statement, and then you muscle test the person, or you muscle test yourself, and then you see if you're still strong or if they're still strong or not. And that immediately indicates whether or not you're congruent with what you just said. And that is an amazing tool, because right there you have the approach that gives you a view into your own subconscious belief, whether or not you consciously think you have it or not, which is really powerful. So, and then once people know how to muscle test themselves and others, I teach them a technique to change the belief system if they don't like what is there. And the technique is based on tapping, which meridian tapping, which a lot of people are familiar with, like EFT, except that mine is different than that. It's a simplified version that's much quicker and much easier to learn and works really well. So I basically pared it down to what is absolutely necessary to tap to create the change that you want. And then I have people muscle test themselves again on the same statement, and now they don't go weak on it anymore. They're strong on it. And then I teach them how once you remove something you don't want, for example, let's say you believe that love and life means being abused. So you find yourself in abusive relationships one after the other because that's what the blueprint says. So even if you first meet someone and you think they're cool and they're not going to be abusive and all that, as soon as you're with them for a little while, you find out that there's abusive behaviors in there. Because you can't help it. That's how the blueprint works. So anyway, so what I do is I have the person test, I can let go of the belief that love and life means being abused. And more than likely, they're going to go weak on that because their belief is that it is abuse. So then I do the technique to help them clear that. And then we retest the same statement. And once they say that after they clear the technique, they no longer go weak on that. So that means they no longer believe that love and life means being abused. And then we make sure we put the opposite belief in there. So I make sure I test them with, I can allow myself to believe that love and life means being respected. And then make sure that they're strong on that. If they're not, then I have to do the technique again to make sure that we clear whatever's in their way of believing that. Until they are strong on that statement. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I was just reflecting on my own experience driving 5 hours a week to see you, that when I would first get there, you would muscle test, and I think it was 1 to 1,000. And I remember there were some things that I was at 1,000 about, and then we would clear that through the body, because the body holds, the neurological system holds this, and kind of runs it until you clear it. Now, what's kind of interesting is, as me and Kai prepare to give our talk at the conference on movement and cognition of the brain, does this mean, Dr. Teshner, does this mean that people's brain physically changes? That another sense of what you're doing is brain plasticity? Do you feel like people's brains are changing as a result of this work with you?
I believe so, and actually, there is scientific research that has been done with pre- and post-functional MRIs of people's brain before and after having NET done, especially for post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yeah.
Which clearly demonstrates that there are physical changes in the brain after you do NET. And also subjective changes. Like, for example, if they take... You know, there's like these different tests that you can take to rate, like say, for example, how much stress you feel about something. And so these people, they were all cancer survivors. And they were reliving, you know, like the stress that they felt when they were first announced that they had cancer and how that has traumatized them for forever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since
then,
every time they think about it, they break into a sweat or they start crying or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like PTSD about, you know, being announced that diagnosis plus having it and going through all the stuff that you have to go through when you follow regular, traditional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were all totally traumatized. And when they would evaluate themselves, they were like way up there, like, you know, 9, 10, you know, on a scale of 0 to 10, because that's what they use in their study, a scale of 0 to 10. And then they also would, like, break down crying, and, you know, you could tell they were, like, totally distraught, you know, to recount the story. And so then they would take the functional MRIs of their brains while they were talking about the story and all that. And then it shows all the places in the brain that are lit up from the stress. And then they would have, like, 3 to 5 sessions of NET to help, you know, with the all to clear all of that stress that they felt. And after that, they had them recount the same exact story, and they took the functional MRIs again, and it was a completely different picture. All those areas that were lit up were no longer lit up. And anyone can see that. It's online. The website that you can see it on is called netmindbody.com. So like net, N-E-T, mindbody.com. And if you go on there, you'll see there's two videos. One is one that explains what NET is, which is the technique that I do in my office.
Yeah.
And the other one explains the changes in the brain from NET. Now, I personally believe that when you do the tapping with using the belief system and the muscle testing the way I do it, that you're getting the same kind of changes because I see the same results. But I don't have a functional MRI to prove that, but I see the same results as I do with NET when I do that. So that's very exciting.
Yeah. What's public? It's Kai's birthday. Happy birthday in the second half of the show, Kai. I didn't want to miss another acknowledgement of your birthday. Happy birthday
happy
again.
Happy birthday.
Thank you both.
What's bubbling, Kai? How's it speaking to you? I'm just curious what you're thinking or what's getting you, what's touching you about this this conversation?
I mean, the more and more that I get to know Dr. Teshna's work, I am just a huge fan of the integration of both our biological indicators along with the, you know, the ways that we can be mentally and spiritually aligned. I just think that everything you're sharing, Dr. Teshna, is sheer genius. So I appreciate your brilliance.
We'll continue. Continue with Dr. Teshna's brilliance and your brilliance, Kai's brilliance, and the celebration of Kai's birthday in one moment here in Vibrant Living.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose. To link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped, childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Vibrant Living, Vibrant Living Network, along with Dr. Teshna Kai Cole, architect, tribe architect, inquirer. Her own brilliance is always shining on the show. It's her birthday today. You know, what I was thinking about, Dr. Teshna, was how this impacts our brain. Breakups, divorces, like this world of division impacts people. As a matter of fact, there was an Olympian on NPR, and she was saying that she had heartbreak, and she didn't know it. She thought she was very physically ill, and she talked about how this physically impacted her. So one of the things that you help people with, and that you had in your own experience, was to be able to clear things in their neurological and their beliefs so they could receive the deepest love ever. I just think that's pretty profound. Sometimes It doesn't take years. You could help someone in months or sooner. So let's talk about this from the brain's perspective, from our neurological system. Once we're hurt in relationship, our brain gets more suspicious and more cautious. And you even hear a lot of conversations around dating, the red flag conversation. So there's a lot of, once we perceive hurt, it's for a lot of people, they don't, it's like there's a scratch in the record and they stay there. The work that you're doing helps people take the scratch out so they can receive love in a way perhaps they never have.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to put it. Basically, yeah. Once you have had a major stress that creates an imprint in the system, it's like it's as if it's stored in the meridian system. And every time you'll see, like, let's say, for example, you had someone that you were in love with and they cheated on you and they dumped you and they had black hair.
Yeah.
And they were 6'2" and, you know, mm-hmm. blue eyes or whatever. And then so every time you see a man that's, like, tall and, you know, has dark hair and blue eyes, then it puts you in that same physiology, whether you're aware of it or not. It's like an anchor, and it makes you stress. So that's just one example. But also, if you have a bad experience and then you start to make up your mind that that's the way love and life is, then you start to have, like, rose-colored glasses on all the time. And so you look at everything with that, as if everything that you're going to have in your life is going to end up with either abuse or criticism, or somebody's going to cheat on you, or, you know, whatever it is that happened to you in the past, or whatever it is that you saw your parents go through with each other, or yeah. how they were towards you. So, and that's why I wrote the book, because people kept asking me questions, and they said, well, you should write a book. And so I finally did. So I wrote a book that explains how I look at all this, and it's called Fit for Love. It's available on Amazon. And in that book, I explain, first of all, how I got to figuring this thing out, because I went through it myself after being married for 20 years and having a child in the last 2 years of that marriage, and how, you know, we ended up, you know, he ended up falling in love with someone and leaving, how I was, of course, devastated and had every emotion that you can imagine. And how I was able to go from total despair and shame and low self-esteem and sadness and anger and everything you can imagine to feeling ecstatic at being free in 6 weeks. So I got over a 20-year relationship with a child in 6 weeks. And I did that with – I had two NET practitioners that were working on me, and I was working on myself as well. And that's how I started developing this whole technique, so that I could do it on myself, and I could do it, and I could have it done by someone else. And then I started teaching other people how to do it on themselves using the tapping, and because that's a very simple technique that anyone can learn. But adding the muscle testing to it is a whole different level of it, because it allows you to know for sure whether a belief is there or not. And for sure, whether or not you cleared it, which is pretty important. And once you do that,
right.
you really start to change your inner landscape, so you can start attracting different things. So that's how it works. And then I'm going to be teaching a workshop at Kripalu, like you mentioned, in August 26th to 29th, which is basically mostly the Monday, Tuesday, which is the 27th, 28th. And then on the 26th, there's just a couple hours, Sunday evening from like 7:30 and 9:30. And then the Wednesday, the 29th, is only a couple hours in the morning, like 9 to 11. And there's plenty of time in there so that people can do yoga classes, dance classes. You know, the food is part of it. And you can go swim in the lake. You can take walks. So it's kind of like an R&R opportunity, as well as taking my workshop. So I look forward
The property is absolutely gorgeous. I've met many people to walk the forest there. The property is absolutely stunning. The food is out of this world. I've attended many events as a journalist at Kripalu. Myself and Kai will be there. We're both very eager to discover and clear our system so we could receive more love and be more in touch. I mean, I think another interesting thing is a lot of what runs us, we don't even know why it runs us. It's just sort of there. We call it us, but really it's not us a lot of times. It's a thing that took us over And we have a sense of that. And sometimes we drink or we take medications. But the idea that we could have a new relationship with our brain and not let these old blockages run us. Yeah, I want to say Kapala is pretty extraordinary. A lot of people come from around the world there. And it's a very lively, engaging environment. And people, you know, you meet all kinds of people who are coming there. So I love that you're there, Tesha. I'm enthused to actually probably do a little spotlight with them as well, so that people can know this is going to be there and they can have this other experience where they can receive love. I mean, think about how many people right now are on online dating, you know, in the multi-millions, but a lot of those people, as an example, they still have a breakup mentality or a breakup physiology. To be able to clear that, it's just wondrous in this lifetime, you know, Dr. Tesha. I've read of people who have done your work. I'm inspired. I mean, I saw you, and it's been 6 years, and I want to say, even if it was a snowstorm, I would drive 5.5 hours to see you because I knew the quality of my week, you know, was going to change. And I guess what's interesting in life is a lot of times people don't know this is available. They just don't know it. You know, like, another thing is, I think the field of neurology is still evolving to the point where they give people easy and practical tools. I think a lot of us feel like this is out of our scope, but you've developed a system that's in their scope. What are some other things they could experience at the workshop that you feel makes it worth coming, that you feel like they're going to discover about their brain, their body, and how to receive deeper love and have a different kind of life?
Well, first of all, just the understanding of how it all works and how we're being programmed from conception until 10. And when from conception until birth, there's a phenomenon that's called the vanishing twin syndrome that a lot of people are not aware of even exists. But what I found in my practice is that it affects people greatly in their relationships, especially people who keep attracting people who will abandon them. So they keep reliving this abandonment of as if, you know, when they were in the womb, they had a twin there and the twin died. And so that was their first abandonment. And this has only been really discovered in the last 10, 15 years because basically every woman that's pregnant now gets an ultrasound or more. And so they saw that 1 out of 8 women conceive more than one embryo at first, but only 1 out of 77 comes out with live twin at the other end. So that means there's a lot of vanishing twin syndrome survivors, that's what I call them, out there. And all these people that have lost twins in the womb are more likely to have relationships that will end up in some kind of abandonment because they're reliving that same pattern. So just knowing about that, and then you can change it. You can change that. That's huge. So that's another big thing I talk about. It's in my book also. I have a whole section on that. That's pretty fascinating. And then I also will teach people how to help people with phobias, addictions, stress. I also talk about how to really make the law of attraction work by using the muscle testing again and making sure that you're congruent with what you say you want. Because if, you know, how many times people do affirmations and they say, you know, they say something as an affirmation, but then there's another part of them that says, yeah, right, you know, with the doubt. So it's like you negate exactly what you just said. So I teach people how to use this technique so that you can clear your belief system and be in complete agreement with what you're affirming. I also talk about the law of affirmation, which is a whole other thing. And it's just, there's just so much information that I share with people to really help them reboot their lives, reboot their belief system, and really be able to start create the life that they want on all levels. So even though it's called Update Your Love Blueprint, it really is Update Your Life Blueprint, because I talk about how to do it for love, of course, but also for career, for money, for health. And when I say love, it's not just for a mate. It's also any kind of relationship. So with your parents, with your kids, with your neighbors, you know, with your coworkers, et cetera.
How do you spell Kapala? You probably spoke, you spell Kapala and give out the dates again and mention your book again.
Yeah. So it's spelled K as in Kevin, R, I, P as in Paul, A, L, U, so that's Kapala. And their phone number to register is 866- 866-200-5203. So again, the number to register is 866-200-5203, and it's on August 26th to 29th. And my book is called Fit for Love, and it's recommended reading before you do the workshop. So you could start with that. Just get the book on Amazon, Fit for Love, and read that, and then register for the seminar, and you will have a very, very different experience of life after that.
Let's see what the birthday girl is thinking. Here we go. Kai?
Yes, sir.
I just thought I'd check in with you to see if you had any bubblings, anything that was, you know, speaking to you, Kai, that you wanted to ask Dr. Teshner or share.
Well, one is that I'm really, really looking forward to the event and being present for Dr. Teshner's teachings. I can't wait to witness these things in person, especially at the serene location of Kripalu, which I've never been to. Dr. Teshner, how do you like the scenery there? How do you like being there in the midst of nature?
Yeah, it's a wonderful place to be for that. And there's even a lake so you can go swim. It's just a beautiful setting.
Absolutely. And again, I love how they've incorporated the R&R element into your schedule. So it seems like the perfect integration and also the setting for education in that realm. So excited for you.
Yes, it's going to be great. And it's funny because after I wrote the book, which was back in 2013, I had said to someone actually on a radio interview that what I really wanted to do someday is to teach at Kripalu. And there it is. So talk about the law of attraction. Remember, I told you I teach people how to step. I manifest stuff like that all the time, and this is just one of them. And I teach people how to do that for themselves in their own life.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Kripalu is it's such an extraordinary piece of property. It's the trails there and the people that come and hike the trails. It's just a really it's an experience just being there. I had many friends that would just go there, and they would take saunas, and we'd have these long discussions at dinner, and dinner's pretty wondrous. They have the food there is so totally delicious. They have they have vegetarian and meat options. It's local. It's organic. It's local. A lot of local farms. They have an Ayurvedic bar if you like Ayurvedic, delicious Indian Ayurvedic therapeutic food. All kinds of incredible teas, and you're surrounded by this national state forest, which is just so inspiring. So I've had many. It's a perfect place, I think, Teshner, for you to be in the midst of a new life, because you really feel it on the property, and the people come there for a new life. They come there to share and have and be in this kind of connection and conversation. And I think you said, you know, it's funny, as me and Kai get ready to give a talk at the conference at Harvard at the end of July, it's just really inspiring. One of the things that I think me and Kai learned from the academic advisor, Dr. Jerry Leedsman, is that a lot of the experts, they're great, but they're in their expert boxes. Really, what you're making available to people is a current innovation where they could have a relationship with their brain and their neurological system, which is uncommon and wonderful. So I'm very happy that you're doing this, and as always, I'm eager to be at the workshop to come see. I appreciate your profound work. Is there anything you want to leave the audience with today?
Just that I look forward to hopefully meeting a bunch of people that are listening to the radio and coming to me and say, hey, guess what? I heard you on the radio, and I decided to come, you know, because I am.
That's a good thing to say, right? You see, hey, Dr. Teshner, I heard you on the radio. You're going vibrant.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd love to hear that. Yeah. And that I'm going to be teaching you and sharing these amazing, empowering tools that you can have for the rest of your life. And you can use them with yourself, with your kids, with your friends, with your mates, your parents, anyone. You know, it's something that you can use on yourself and on others anytime. Very powerful.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. And we'll have you on again next week. And what we're going to do next week, I think we'll have someone on next week who's experienced this work with you, and we'll hear a little bit of from their perspective. Because I think the key thing is that people, this is real, and people know they could bring this in their lives. It's more than just a theory. It's an actual thing that you can actually bring in your life. And that's what I love about it, Teshner. I love the practicalness, because I think what we, the experts a lot of times tell us something in a very limited way about the brain and our system. And you're saying you're, in fact, giving people a practical way to make the experience of brain plasticity their own rather than reading about it or thinking that is sometime in the future. I deeply appreciate you as a Vibrant Living team member. I'm going to pass it off to Kai, who's our birthday person today. Why don't you send the audience off your birthday blessing, Kai?
I could not think of a better way to spend part of my birthday than being here on air with you both. It was such a magical conversation, and magic is something that I'm learning to embrace in my life on a daily basis, and today is a great day for acknowledging that and also expressing my gratitude for it in each of us and each of you.
Thank you, Tessa. Thank you for having me on the show. Appreciate you deeply. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, everybody. And thanks for all your wonderful quotes and likes on Facebook. Thanks for being part of the Vibrant Living family. Take good care. Your life's precious. Enjoy it.